up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. Enjoying the nice weather. I did. It was great. Went to a festival on Saturday.
A festival.
Not a carnival.
I went to a festival.
Not a carnival.
What is this?
SIP Nebraska. It's your event.
SIP Nebraska.
It was at Mahoney State Park. There was a, you know.
They're calling that a festival now.
All you can drink event, basically.
Doesn't sound like a festival to me.
It was a festival.
Sounds like a bender.
Was it? Bender of sorts for many people.
I think that was responsible. Festival. What do you guys do? Well, we get to buy a ticket and drink all we can.
That's exactly what it is, Bill.
But now it's a festival.
And it goes. It was like from 1 to 9 p.m. I was not there from 1 to 9. I was there
Did you take Scotland for this?
She was there, absolutely.
Okay, took Scotland along. That's great.
She was with us for this Mother's Day.
You guys smoking cigarettes, too, around?
There was cigars for sale. I did not buy a cigar at the event. No, I just enjoyed the different breweries from across the state that showed up.
The time we found that really neat brewery?
At the SIP Nebraska event. Yes.
Dad was hammered.
She was walking around. She was having a great time. A lot of room to run out there at Mahoney State Park. Yes.
What else did the festival have?
Beer or what was
there? There's food there to buy. You could purchase the food. There's like
food on a stick?
No food on the stick. There was food trucks with burgers. There was a Dante from Omaha, very popular Italian restaurant. I think Italian. Nice restaurant in Omaha. Had a food truck and I think three others. There was a crepe food truck.
We have to determine if this is a festival or not.
Doesn't
it
sound
was
like
a festival.
To me. Was there a band?
There was a band.
See, okay.
There was a band.
Wouldn't that speak festival?
I don't know.
I thought that would help out the festival talk.
Yeah, I
don't know. A little bit, maybe.
Was there like jugglers?
There were events that didn't see any jugglers there at all. There was goat yoga for those who wanted to do goat yoga.
Sounding more like a festival.
It was a festival. People were responsible.
Anything medieval?
I didn't see medieval clothing or anything like that.
Was there any Civil War reenactions?
I did not see them in
swords.
The
swords. Was there swords?
No swords.
If there's a sword, it's a festival.
I didn't see any swords, Bill, sadly.
Anything medieval?
I did not see any swords.
Were
or
people in the stocks anywhere? Were their head and arms in the stocks?
I'd have to go back and look closer. I don't believe so, though.
Were people weaving clothing?
No weaving of clothing.
I'm not sure this is a festival.
Nothing's a festival at all.
I did see D.
Sounds like a concert with beer.
Wine.
Well, I did see D from Fuhrer's Cheese Bread there. She was on the scene, and she was selling cheese bread like crazy. People were buying that stuff left and right. At this festival.
I can't handle SIP
Nebraska.
This is too early for me.
It was great.
Is there anything medieval?
No, there's no medieval items that I saw.
Jousting.
No catapults out there.
Any sort of jousting.
No jousting.
Okay, I don't think this is a festival
at all.
I
saw some volleyball going on.
I saw like two guys with horses racing at each other with long.
Or were there horses?
No jousting.
Is there horses?
Wait a second. There was volleyball?
There's some volleyball. There's,
really?
There was no horses, no jousting.
Is it Husker volleyball
girls? No fencing
girls?
At all.
Were they there?
No, they
Harper
were not
Murray.
There.
Didn't it was Harper any Murray
paid,
there.
Paid $300,000
to play.
The medieval festival.
No, I didn't see Harper on the scene either.
The ball is just like a sack full of wheat.
I was only there for an hour and a half, so I didn't go for the full 8 hours. I can't speak, I guess, for the before and after. But my hour and a half, I did not see any jousting or Husker athletes there as well.
I wasn't expecting Jake to open the show by saying, I
went
to
a festival.
Mother's Day weekend.
Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go to a festival.
Idle chit chat, you know?
No, that sounds fun.
It was good time.
Oh, I got a headache already. God.
You laugh too much.
Yeah, I'll have to take some of that high-grade ibuprofen.
Yeah, that you got,
Yeah, take that.
It's high-grade. It messes you up. But, I mean, it's fine. Anyway, wow.
I didn't do anything even close to that.
No festival.
No festivals for you guys
at
all.
I did see my mom, so that was
good.
Yes, good.
Mother's Day.
I did, too. It was good. Yeah. Oh, that was good. Quite a weekend, actually. But nothing like that.
Well, did idle chit chat weekend or
you
what?
You went wine.
Oh, I didn't have any wine. I said
oh,
beer.
You didn't have any wine.
No, there was wine and, you know, there was distilleries with cocktails.
Well, there were spirits.
There were spirits and there was beer. It's a very good festival by Sip Nebraska from our friends at Blur Events, Blur Parties.
So you said it's one cost covers all, or does that just get you into the festival? Then each beverage you buy is a separate
you
price.
You get in there, everything you get there is free. If you want to buy like a tub of cheeseburger, like from D, you have to pay for that on your own. But like if you want the samples of the beers and the cocktails, that's all with your tickets. You just keep getting your glass refilled. It's like a 4-ounce glass. They fill it maybe halfway up. So you're getting 2 ounces of this stuff.
Interesting.
You're not drinking 16 ounces of beer every time you get a pour.
That sounds just dangerous to me.
Here's what would get me, I think, because you get like 2 ounces. What are you going to do with it? Whoop.
Yeah, you're going to chug it.
Then you're mixing a lot. They
spray it out. They spray it out.
Okay.
No, I don't mean mixing a lot.
I mean, mixing.
Jake, it wasn't about the glass and hygiene or any sort of.
It really was.
No, yeah. I learned years ago you do not do beer, wine, and you just do one or the other. You do all wine or you do all beer. Yeah. And so I had a bad experience. Not their fault. I did too much 5 years ago.
Mixing.
That was bad. So just stuck with beer.
How bad was it?
It was terrible. 5 years ago, I was in a really bad spot. But now
you already had met Elizabeth, right?
Oh, yeah. We were together for this event.
Oh, you were?
We were both having a rough time after that one. But that's what you're supposed to. That was at Haymarket Park for that one.
That's right. They used to have it out there.
They still might in the fall. But it was really good at Mahoney State Park.
Oh, they would. They have more than.
And this is a couple thousand on the scene, by the way, at this event.
Was Kincaidor out there?
Kincaidor. I think Kincaidor was out there. We had breweries from Scotts Bluff and Sydney and Beatrice and Norfolk and Fremont there. Scotts Bluff made the drive. Sydney made the drive to Ashland Saturday and Friday.
God.
Pretty big deal.
I have nothing like that. Nothing to offer.
What would it take you to drive to Scotts Bluff? It'd be a lot. That's what I mean. What would be the event? It'd be something
there
pretty
one time
big.
Ever.
Have to be an emergency. I mean...
Have you ever been to Scotts Bluff before?
What kind of emergency would draw you to Scotts Bluff since you have no family there?
Well, you never know. But
you never know, so you might have family there.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
That's what you're saying. Okay. I think that's what he's saying, though.
Yes.
No.
Unknown family.
What I'm suggesting is it'd have to be some extreme circumstance, and those do pop up sometimes. But
jousting.
Anyway, jousting and
no
medieval.
Jousting, no jousting.
Yeah. Nothing medieval. No stockades.
Nope, I didn't see nothing like that.
Off with the head!
Why did it go medieval? No.
Some sort of medieval poem reading.
Yeah. There's no Civil War reenactment either. Nothing like that. That
had been awesome. It's awesome over the hill. Here come the Confederate Army.
It's a cannon up there.
Grab Scotland.
The cannon, she's terrified.
Stand down.
What's happening out here?
Over the hill. This is a little too real.
Yeah, this is too real, yeah.
It sounds like a festival.
The way they could improve the festival to me. If all of a sudden you went out there, and if you saw two guys just racing full speed each other and horses, just going to joust each other, that would be something. See some guys get launched.
Especially if you weren't prepared for that. Like, whoa, hang on a second. What is happening
here? All of a sudden you're just getting a beer, and all of a sudden the car all of a sudden, well, just knocked the guy 50 yards in the air.
Bleeding.
some human catapult? That'd be awesome, too.
Oh, man.
Next year, maybe. Next year, maybe add this to the event. Possibly.
What about the Friday night baseball game?
That was fun. Yeah, Paul Scheel from High Electric invited me and Elizabeth in Scotland with him to the game. Incredible weather, incredible seats. 200 level, that's a great place to watch a game. Up above.
200.
A beautiful place. Nebraska beat Iowa that game 10-0 in 8 innings. Mercy ruled them.
Mercy.
We were there.
Mercy.
We were at the game.
Which third base, first base?
Third base side.
I can envision where
that beer?
Oh, yeah. I think I just had 2 beers at that game. No. Yeah, just 2. No, one beer at that game.
Wow.
What? One. One beer. The lines were too long.
Really?
There's a lot of people in the stands. We had a second. It was a very busy, weekend at the ballpark.
That concerns me right away. That's just not. There shouldn't be beer lines. I mean, a moderate.
Okay, why do you say that?
There's a big attendance.
You have a big attendance. You have great. You should know right away. Hey guys, real quick here. there's been several times, okay, what about the beer lines? Well, it looks like right now it's going to be about 45 first pitch, 45 degrees. It just doesn't scream, let's have a bunch, let's have some beer. This weekend did. And so it's like, have a better plan.
It makes you wonder if they can find enough people to work.
It's probably more of a patience problem for me. I just didn't want to wait behind 20 people. It was like it was 100 people in line. The line would have probably moved in a minute or two. I just wanted to get to my seat. So
there was
I got one in the fifth inning for me and Paul. That was,
Keith Mann chime
in. I thanked Paul for the seat, so I got him a ticket, a beer.
Because we had some issues under Trev at the PBA.
Right. I don't know that these would be the similar issues.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm sure it's card only.
It is card only.
Yeah, don't even think about bringing.
No, the whole place is card.
Yeah, don't think about bringing a $20 bill in there.
I don't know where you can actually spend cash at a sporting event ever anymore. Maybe high school sports. That's about it.
Yeah. We're lost. Yeah. Me and Bill are lost.
We carry cash,
and we're lost.
Try giving cash to a flight attendant. Right. There's no such thing anymore. It's just like no.
It's like we
get mad at you if you do that.
Like I said, I don't.
We woke up one day and money was obsolete.
We got dropped. It's like we got dropped on the earth at age 55 and said, make it work.
Make it work. Good luck.
It's not working very well.
It's not working very well.
You guys are making it through.
But it's you got to that another card day. Thing.
I talked to my sister Tamara about a little bit of that this week. I go, how long can you do the radio? She goes, how long can you do the radio? How long ago? I just don't know if people want to hear 75-year-old Bill and Sipple.
Oh, they do.
Well, I don't know that we'll talk like that. Neither of us smoke.
Back, you know.
75, you're not talking like that yet. It's like 93.
Jerry Taggy and Murtaugh. And just they're like, what? What?
What are you talking about? This Devaney.
Devaney.
Who the hell is that guy?
Bob Devaney got things going.
Bob. At the Legionnaire Club.
Back in the early 60s.
The Legionnaire Club. Oh, wow. I don't know if we resonate anymore.
I don't know that it comes up. I'm sure it comes up in your world too. It comes up a lot in mine. When you're retiring, Sip, oh my God, what do you mean? Why do I have to? Do I have to retire?
No, you don't. Not a rule.
No, I push back on it. I really think once you give the, unless you have an incredible plan, because if you just go just from 90 to zero,
yeah, then what?
All of a sudden, 90 to zero for a couple weeks is okay.
Yeah,
then you get some stuff done around
a couple
the house.
Days,
and then all of a sudden, yeah, then you're kind of looking at each other like going, okay, I have zero value really anymore. And we don't enjoy ourselves either. It's not like I enjoy fishing.
What is that supposed to mean?
I enjoy fishing. Yourself. Fishing
this
is one of my favorite things. You know what I've done this year so far fishing?
What's that?
Zero.
Oh, no.
Not one time. I don't enjoy golfing.
Out.
Yeah, so it's not going to.
I don't golf.
I'm not going to start crafting.
You can't golf now because your clubs are gone because Swagger took
my clubs to his new beach house in Carolina.
How dare he?
He could afford the $2.4 million house, but
that's pretty nice.
But he got the used clubs that had to travel with him.
It's curious to me, that
very
whole
curious,
setup.
Yes.
My dad is retired, and he said to me yesterday he got a new riding lawnmower. He's having trouble working it because like the clutch and the clutch and the gas are the same thing and the levers are weird, but he's retired and he did say I need challenges, so I look forward to this.
Okay.
That's what retirement
that's
is.
What it is right there. Yeah,
I look for, he goes, and I've been losing sleep over it, over mowing the lawn with this thing because I've done a trial run and it didn't go well, so but I need a challenge because I don't have many anymore. See, I listen to that and I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like something I want.
You're not going to retire then?
Well, not. I don't have any immediate plans. You know,
we do have something. One thing that is beautiful about this portion of our jobs, because me and Sybil have several, but is that the uniqueness of information and the entertainment value, because things never stop in sports.
They don't.
Right when you think it's like.
Slow time.
Also, it's like there's absolutely nothing going on. Hear about that Vrabel thing just happened? Stuff just goes.
You're right.
It just goes on and on
there's
and on.
There's no way. There's no question about that.
And then also now, college sports has saved us because it's out of control.
Right.
Where there, no one's, I mean, right now, it just be there'd be nothing to talk about in college sports. Instead, I there's all kinds of things happening every day because of NIL, because of.
Yep.
Of all the different things going on.
Ground shifts all the time.
And so we always have information. We never come in like, man, we got 3 weeks ahead of us and we have nothing. Let's just go over over the depth chart again at Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
They don't put out a depth chart anymore. That's another
thing of beauty that thing was, Jake, that baby posted in the paper. fullback would have 14 fullbacks on there with a dash in between.
I want someone to just send me proof of that. I want to see that.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm not doubting. I just want to see, like, here in the studio.
I'll bring
the 14 fullback depth chart.
They have, even in the old media guides, like, if I could, I have old media guides. I could bring, like, a 91 media guide.
Bring that.
And they don't list maybe everyone, but they list a lot.
In spring ball, they would list everybody. It'd be just in the whatever box score area. They'd list everyone, every single person. And there would be. Jake, there'd be 12 quarterbacks. There'd be 12 quarterbacks at one time.
They'd all be
dashed out. Sometimes it'd be three hyphens. It'd be like, okay. And usually he's on the top. Like, you know, all of a sudden it's Rozier Craig dash. Then the third might be all alone. But that was a big deal when you did the depth chart. You'd be sitting with your around. Even I did it when I was a GA here. It'd be like going, okay, now how are we going to do this politically right? Okay, so this person goes here. Where does he fit at? Is that a dash or is that a loan? Where's the next comma come in?
What was that?
Because you read everything, especially if it's parents reading that. If they're back,
we did as media. Yeah, that's for sure.
If you're back,
we read into everything.
Yeah, if you're an alliance, all of a sudden it's like, well, where's he listed at?
Right.
Well, he was six, but there's a dash, there's so he could have been
so
fifth.
Sharon
fifth. Sharon reps at the fifth.
Right. Wow, you're right. That was a better time there. Now that's gone away. That we get a depth chart, but I think it's largely a sham.
And it's usually one and two. That's all it
pretty
is.
Pretty much one and that's two, it. And it might go a little. It might go 3-4-ish with dashes.
Yeah.
There was one summer though, and I think you were there, Jared Lambert. I don't mind saying it now. There was an in-house depth chart when Jared Lambert was doing the NIL program over here in the Haymarket. Mm-hmm. And I would go up there and talk to Jared. And one day he gave me a depth chart. And it was like that. It was like, it was deep. And I kept it. I literally kept it in my pocket for the show. I had it all the time. Mm. I just kept it on me all the time. It was amazing. It was the in-house depth chart. That they never published it or anything.
So on the in-house depth chart, generally what it is you have these magnetic deals and it'll be like, 1, 2, then 3, 4 would be pushed together like this. Okay. There'd be one between, and they'd be back pushed together. So you knew which the dashes also existed on the board. You
look up
there, and they existed. This is how on this part of it. You never really saw three across the board. That didn't really happen, type of thing. And then the reason that was always, and then you got smarter after a while when you had a board. That's when you got the boards that had you could shut and close because that was like. Do not let the players
see it.
They don't see this.
Interesting.
Because all of a sudden, a player walks in and looks up and it's like, I thought I was fourth. I'm ninth, actually, or whatever it
rough
is.
Day.
Yeah, just rough day.
Yeah. Interesting.
Depth charts.
Anything else for you? I don't chit-chat at all.
We could do that at the festival. So we could have old-school depth charts.
Just sit there.
That would draw a crowd,
for
sure.
What if someone came in and just said all of a sudden, can you put up 1976? Got it right here. Start moving them around.
Then we could do a joust.
Then do a joust. Then we joust and get put in the stockade.
Off with his head.
Goblets of wine. We'd do a guillotine. We'd have a guillotine.
Yes. We just got a text, by the way, from Rob.
Rob.
First time texter. This is,
okay.
He says, good morning. Listening to you guys while I'm laid up in Bryan East right now. Usually listening from my work truck every morning. Love the show. Thank you, Rob. He's in the hospital listening to the show.
Thank you.
I hope you're okay.
That
Rob.
Makes me happy.
I bet Rob right, was Rob. Interested in jousting. I
he
bet
probably
he was.
He probably was laughing.
For depth charts from 1974.
The medieval festival at the wine tasting. Hey, I hope he has a speedy recovery.
I hope you're okay. Whatever's happening, Rob, I hope you're fine.
A speedy recovery.
But he's at Bryan East, usually in his work truck listening, but he's hospital
bed
this morning.
So I wonder what the mechanism is. I wonder how he's doing it. Just on his phone?
On his phone. This thing would be on his phone, via
that's
the mobile
awesome.
App, I'm sure. Or I'm watching on YouTube, possibly.
Not a radio.
I doubt they have.
That'd be, that, hang on.
If he did, I'd be great.
Hang on. I'll get it right here. Oh, Jake, you have no idea what that beauty was like. Did you have a dial on a radio?
I have a
and dial. Imagine and trying to work that thing just right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now you can still dial, but it's digital.
Right.
And so when you had to try to find that sweet spot, Jake.
What he's doing.
Maybe he could be. And he's found it, apparently.
He's found the sweet spot.
My dad had one, still does, like that, listens to Radio Tradio.
Does he listen to Radio Tradio?
He did it on
KFAB?
He did it for years. It wasn't KFAB. It was somewhere up north, is what I would say.
But Tradio is awesome to listen to.
things that people want to trade for or willing to trade.
Yeah.
I have some.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
I have two bales of hay.
Right.
And I would tell me what.
Anything.
And someone would just, they call in and like, oh, I would give you, you know, a gallon of milk.
It's unbelievable to listen to out in the West. Yeah. Well, it's not. Yeah, it's pretty much out West.
Think about that. Radio Tradio.
Radio Tradio. Jake, you could get involved in that.
We could do that on the show.
Wouldn't be a bad session.
Whoa.
Hang on. We may be a new Bill Thrills here on a Friday. We do Radio Tradio. What would you willing to trade?
We got stuff.
Yeah, we
got
stuff.
That's our Friday segment for Bill Thrills. That'd be great.
I don't mind that.
We're going to go with the Tradio. We're going to do it this Friday.
I like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Radio Tradio.
It'd be a lot of fun. Radio Tradio Friday.
Text
what do you
him,
got?
What do you got? Would you be willing to trade for? Then we'll exchange numbers with the people.
Yep.
This would be fun. Radio Tradio is coming on Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a tease.
I kind of miss Dr. Love, but that's okay.
We'll get back to that.
Okay.
Anything else for Idle Chit Chat?
Speaking of that real quick, I did listen to I Was Made for Loving You. On the way back.
A little kiss action.
Did you feel dirty after it?
You did a little bit like that. There's a couple
lay
lines.
At your feet.
And then he says, I'm going to lay it at your feet.
I just wanted to lay it at your feet.
What?
Walk me through that real quick.
I'm going
to... I don't understand. Walk me through that.
I'd love to talk to Gene Simmons. Real quick on this one here. I was made for loving you. Can you walk us through these lyrics? Can you imagine just saying, we didn't know what to put down there?
Real quick.
Real quick.
what do you mean lay it at your feet?
When I heard it, I had it cranked up. I was somewhere around Prague. I was somewhere, you were listening to that?
Yeah,
listening to this. 70s radio.
Yeah. Somewhere around Prague. And what's with a black pickup?
Yes.
Black pickup.
Yes. That's
Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at 738
Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand.
Joey's busy. They're going. Need some rain. And it looks just like we are in a dust bowl.
Right now, is it that bad?
Oh, yeah, it's that bad, and we're not getting anything. There's nothing even on the horizon.
Is that right, Jake?
It didn't look like, as of last night, appeared the same.
Appeared the same.
I'm going to say, it says maybe a chance Saturday, but that's 40%, though.
Saturday.
And there's a whole week of nothing. Friday's 90 degrees, no rain.
There's places everywhere that are getting rain. We just happen to be in that spot right now.
Oh, there are other places.
Yes, yeah, this isn't nationwide, no. Not nationwide.
464-5685. Call or text as always. It was a very, very, very good weekend on the diamond for both Nebraska softball and baseball. Start with softball. They are the undisputed Big Ten champs, the regular season and the Big Ten tournament. 7-2 winners over UCLA on Saturday in College Park, Maryland. Decent crowd, I would say, in
College Park, Maryland. A lot of Husker fans made the trip out there.
Oh, really?
They did. I saw quite a few Husker fans in the stands watching that game.
There wasn't many made it behind the plate, though.
No, but
because I was always looking for that. That was just randoms. I'm not.
There's some randos there. Yeah, randos by locals.
Are you sure it was a good crowd? Because they didn't hardly pan out at all, Jake. There was no panning. I think they were would like nice to hear from someone who was there.
Well, I was watching when Ava Kuzek hit a home run to left field, and the sideline reporter interviewed her dad, who they gave him the softball. There appeared to be a pretty decent crowd around him. Now, those Husker parents probably out there, but I think there is some representation of Nebraska fans in Maryland, and then they saw a championship for the Big Ten.
A Big Ten champion.
Jordy Fromm, excellent once again. And again, a couple home runs were huge in that game for Nebraska. And they held off a very, very potent offense to just two runs for UCLA.
I heard on 84, that time of year we're on that college sports station, they're actually talking about softball and baseball. And one of the commentators compared Jordy Fromm to Shohei Ohtani.
Mm. Whoa. Hello. Mm. Whoa.
Well, who else can pitch at that level, play first base at that level, and bat at that level?
She's really good. That's the closest thing.
I mean, that doesn't happen, especially with pitchers. I mean,
she can start and relieve. She closes and starts and closes.
I was a little surprised at the game two. Who'd we beat that day?
Was it Indiana?
Indiana.
Wisconsin. They beat Wisconsin 5-0, I want to say.
Wisconsin's pretty good, too.
Hang on. It wasn't Wisconsin. Keep going.
Whoever they beat 5-0. It was Indiana.
Okay.
They beat them 5-0, and they had a couple runners on and stuff. And all of a sudden, it's the bottom of the seventh or whatever. It's their last at bat. They have to get 5 to tie it. And then and they had not scored a run yet. And all of a sudden, Jordy Ball's up in the
bullpen.
In the bullpen. Whipping. I was like, oh wow, this would be a lot to me to bring in Jordy Ball right now. But she was up.
She
in
comes
the
out of the pen.
But just think about that. All of a sudden, because they made the change at first, or she was like subbed out of there, so she could still, I guess, could have came back in. But yeah, and say she plays first. What are the odds she could play second?
She could probably
pretty good.
I bet she could play any position.
I bet she
could.
She's a stud.
If you put her in right field, you wouldn't be like going, okay, what if they hit one to her?
No,
she'd probably make a web chip out.
No, you wouldn't be like,
she'd probably rob a home run. She'd probably. Jump the wall.
Do they put her at first just to save her legs? Is that why you do that?
Well, I would imagine the skill set would be the throws from third and short. I mean, it's a tight track.
Yeah.
I mean, when they throw people out, it's usually bang bang. Even if it's smooth,
it's very quick.
Even if it's short smooth,
stuff. Yeah.
It's quick. So I imagine that skill set of practice on getting a throw to would be a little bit more. So I think that might be a little.
I think
less.
It might be.
Ron, to chime in. Let us know.
This is amateur analysis. But
I don't think that's bad.
The first thing I hear when I think when she plays first is, that's just keep her kind of low tension.
Yeah.
You know, don't put her at shortstop.
If you make a fielding play, you generally have to go, either you run to first or you have to give it to the
underhand,
pitcher or something like that. You're not making throws from deep in the hole.
Unless you got to throw home.
Yeah. There's just not as many times like that. No. But anyway. Nuts. That was pretty remarkable to see. But then right after that, I think it was against Wisconsin. I think UCLA scored 19.
Yeah, they did. UCLA
they
pounded
scored 19.
So Wisconsin upsets Oregon to get to the semifinal. They get blasted by UCLA. Then UCLA loses 7-2 to Nebraska in the tournament final.
UCLA's a freak team, though. They have eight of their batters have 10 or more home runs, and two have 30 or more.
Yeah, what is 38 home runs? Is that a record?
Yeah.
38 home runs in a season.
Yeah,
they've
one person.
Talk about having a slugger's chance. They've always have a chance.
They do.
They always have a chance.
But Nebraska's the top seed, so they'll play.
Nebraska is the number four overall seed in the tournament. So Alabama is the first overall seed, followed by Texas, Oklahoma, and then Nebraska. Three SEC teams ahead of Big Ten champion Nebraska. In the tournament.
Why did I think I thought for sure we'd be second or third. I thought fourth was a little bit, but don't think a whole lot of it.
You thought that because Nebraska won the Big Ten in the regular season and the tournament and has been a top five team all season And they probably should be number two or three at the worst. Like four.
We're not qualified
to have
for this
to have three SEC schools ahead of them.
We're not qualified.
There's only one SEC tournament winner.
But here's the next thing. Just walk us through, Jake, how much Alabama and Texas softball well, you've seen this year.
But the records are similar.
Yeah, so there's
don't.
Not Jake, all those Jake, teams just, won the Jake, Big back up. Conference.
Jake, walk away this. From this don't one. Do this. Don't do it.
This we is really, not your area of expertise.
I think they're all about the same record.
It's like me talking about the Supreme Court.
But I have a hard time saying, you say that, okay, Jake, I think that summed it up right there. The record is about the same.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious it's that the SEC softball last year, everyone qualified.
Jake's like, going all in.
Jake's going, this is blasphemy.
Yeah, this is malpractice out here, essentially. Huskers will face South Dakota, who is 20-34-1. That'll be Friday at 5:30 here in Lincoln. Then Louisville and Grand Canyon, the other two teams in the regional. That's at 3 p.m.
Okay.
On ESPNU. But again, Nebraska is the fourth overall seed in the NCAA college softball tournament.
So what it guarantees you, right, is that you win your regional, you're guaranteed the super regional.
Absolutely, yes.
And so if you're somewhere in that, you know, that doesn't always guarantee that you get the super regional. They're guaranteed for that.
Guaranteed.
Then they would play the winner of the Stillwater regional. So, okay, if the Huskers make it out of the weekend, they'll remain at home for the super and host the winner of the Stillwater regional. So that's Oklahoma State, Stanford, Eastern Illinois, or Princeton.
Ooh, Stanford and Okie State. Okie State just beat Oklahoma the other day.
And Nebraska split a series with Okie State earlier this year.
Right.
Okay.
They split two games. Interesting. I'm reading the World Herald right now. OSU ace Ruby Malin is an Omaha Scut graduate and no stranger to squaring off against Jordy Fromm.
Oh, squaring off.
Square off.
Yeah.
Like a joust.
No, not joust. We're not jousting here.
House.
Damn it.
Medieval joust while eating cheese. Pure cheese spread.
Scotland. Grab Scotland. The horses are coming.
There's cannons coming
craft
over the
here in my left hand.
The Confederate Army is coming over the hill.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
This is a full-blown festival now. Oh, hey, OSU ace Ruby Malin.
From keep Omaha Scut.
Yes, keep that name.
Let's not get too far ahead here now.
No,
we got to win this regional first. You're right.
Okay, so when is this now?
This is Friday. Nebraska play Friday at 5 p.m. against South Dakota following the Grand Canyon Louisville game.
Okay. Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah. Wonder what they're like.
Probably pretty salty. Yeah. They're in the tournament. They're probably a two seed in this thing. They're probably the two seed
in this regional. Yes,
they got an at large bid out of the ACC.
Well, now correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm turning to my inner Bombeck. But isn't this weekend the track and field?
It is.
Yeah.
So it's you've got a huge track weekend for Lincoln. You've got Big Ten track and field.
Yes.
And then you also have softball.
Yep.
I bet it was Imagine the hotels.
Be Hampton. Some life at here.
Hampton.
Busy time at the Hampton.
All of a sudden, Hampton comes to life.
I hope so.
And we need it.
We need some life.
See, Thursday or Friday, I'd be buzzing over there. Buzzing at the Hampton
Inn. I'll be the first time.
Yeah. It will be the first time.
Well.
Even state basketball, I didn't buzz. Scotts Bluff's the only team that stayed there.
There was one buzz. At any rate.
Congrats to Ron DeRavel and Nebraska softball. They, fourth overall seed, Big Ten champs in the regular season and tournament. Big, great, great season for them. Hopefully a lot more games still to go.
Alexis Jensen's huge in that equation. She's almost like the ace now. And what I've heard is they go three or four deep in their pitching staff, which is different than it was for many years at Nebraska. But now they do. So, and they have Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Jordy.
Yeah.
Jordy.
And we mentioned Husker baseball, of course. They have never until this weekend ever swept Iowa. First ever sweep of Iowa I've listened to the broadcast. They have not done it in the history of Nebraska baseball.
That's surprising.
Now we know Rick Heller had a very good record against Nebraska in series. Was it 7-2?
7-2
in series against
7-2-1.
And so Nebraska sweeps them. Now this was a bizarre series. I told you Friday night went to that blowout 10-0. Saturday, Nebraska's up 7-0.
Yeah.
Looking like, another mercy rule. Mm-hmm. Hold the phone. All of a sudden, it's 7-6. Now Nebraska's up 8-6. All of a sudden, Iowa in the top of the eighth scores five runs. It's 11-8.
Yeah.
There's pandemonium in the fan base. And what happened next? Nebraska says, all right, that's cool. We'll score 7 runs, bottom of the 8th, and win 15-11, which they did.
Good recap.
15-11.
That's a nice recap.
Without looking, it's fairly impressive.
But Nebraska had scored 3 runs before they even got an out in the 8th inning. Dylan Carey, 3-run bomb to make it 11-all, still no out. So quick, just like that, comeback.
Huge crowd.
Yesterday was similar to that.
Yeah, it was a little dicey yesterday.
A little dicey at the end.
Yep. Yeah, they're having a little problems with the bullpen, Nebraska, which is, I think it's been
8-6 win yesterday for Nebraska. 8-6.
Recurring issues.
It at least puts us back in the conversation for a regional run.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Back in the conversation.
Nebraska jumped Oregon State to number 15 in the RPI as of yesterday. That can change, of course, any moment this week with other games. But Nebraska, as of right now, 15th in the RPI, which is
they're
big
in business
for the regional.
They're in business. They got Creighton now. They got Creighton at Creighton tomorrow, which will be big.
Yes. And then at Minnesota Thursday, Friday, Saturday to wrap up your Big Ten schedule before the Big Ten tournament in Omaha next week.
The 3-game series total fans, 22,815, most ever in a Big Ten series for Nebraska. For Nebraska.
And we knew that USC series had incredible attendance. This beat that.
22,815 for 3 games. Third most for a league series in Haymarket Park history. The most since 06. That place opened in 02, not 01. I think I said 01 the other day. It's 02.
I remember I was upset about that.
Why?
Just the 02 and 01 thing. just really had me worked up.
We like facts this show. We like accuracy.
It was 02. It opened in 02. But yeah, huge crowds. And I imagine
was
the boss over there is happy.
Will Bolt?
Yes.
Well, Dannon.
Troy Dannon.
Happy with the coach that they're packing that place. That's good. That's a good sign.
People was there any discussion, Jake, amongst the season ticket holders with Paul in the area that, well, we probably won't see you guys again if we do get that regional?
I did not hear that discussion. I'm sure that was the case Saturday or Sunday. We went to Friday when there was still a couple games of buffer room.
That's
before
true.
It became reality.
That's true. So Sunday had to be a lot of hugging. People were hugging each other goodbye. See you next year.
Tearful goodbye.
Tearful goodbye. See you next year. Because if we make the regional, we will not be in attendance. We'll be on the berm out there. I know you're a season ticket holder, but you guys could just.
Easy. When they're maybe listening in their garage on the radio.
Possibly. Have they been there all year long for the
game? Let me ask you this. Would Greg be willing to have those season ticket holders over?
Greg?
Yeah, to his garage.
How did you know that he listened to the game yesterday from his garage on a radio?
I didn't know that, but if we got the game on TV, would the people come over to Greg's place?
I don't know if he'd like it because he doesn't like people parking over there.
But then he'd have a taco bar. So he'd have a taco bar.
Or a nacho bar.
The nacho
bar went over better.
Yeah, the taco. You basically just dismantled him over the.
I did not, Greg. Did not dismantle.
Over the nacho bar.
I just got a kick out of the idea of a bar.
So, nachos. Greg, please text in. Would you be
and
willing
I just
to
like it when I hear somebody.
The season ticket holders to please come over to Greg's garage to watch the game if they get ousted for the regional.
Parking is an issue over there. Yeah. It is. He doesn't like when people park in front of his house.
Did Will Bolt wave at you? Because he's a friend of yours because he called in for your birthday.
He did not. I don't think Will knew I was above him in the 200 level.
Above him.
But Will Bolt did speak after the games this weekend. Here is Will Bolt on the Husker crowd.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just we have the support of Husker Nation. It's loud. They're into it. It's just such a good environment that our guys really – they've worked really hard to have these type of crowds. I think I heard it was the largest crowd in 20 years maybe. Something.
2008.
Okay. That was a good year. So, right? I mean – our guys have kind of earned that right. We've played a certain brand of baseball to this point. We've defended the home turf. We put ourselves in position to go finish strong. And Husker Nation showed up. And the guys, they feed off of it. And, again, they always feel like we're going to win in this ballpark.
What are they pounding
I don't know if that
what
one.
Is that?
I don't know.
It's like there's a carnival going on in behind, too. Like there was a Ferris wheel behind Will.
They're 23-1 at home?
Yeah. They have one loss at home this year.
23-1 at home.
To Kansas, by the way, is now a top 10 team, I think, as of last week.
Jeez. Hey, so pounding in, that could have been pounding in the mound? I
don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Or pounding the, I don't know.
Who
what
knows?
That would be.
Remember
don't look at me like that, Connor.
Is he laughing?
Hey, do you remember
a lot of baseball games in my life?
That was a big thing. Remember that move in the mound, the rubber and the two long spikes, boom, yep. Boom, boom, pounding that in?
Yep. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been about. It couldn't have been anything. It was either someone doing something on the mound or at the plate. They might have been pounding the.
Was it hijinks? Was it someone goofing around during his interview?
No, it wasn't a festival.
I went to a festival.
That got me. Yeah. Right out of the gate. Oh, I went to a festival.
Did you see any breakers out there, Jake?
I did.
Did you?
Well, besides D, I saw James from Lincoln.
No, James the caller?
Different. He's never called it.
So some people yelled at you?
Another James.
People just came up to you just randomly? A
couple breakers that came by and said, hello, love the show, love you guys, thank you for doing what you do.
Doing what
and
you
as
do.
I had a beer in my hand saying thank you coming up to me and saying hi. Right.
Various beers you drank.
Yes.
Did you have sunscreen on yourself?
No,
in
I did not have sunscreen. We had a hat on her, though. Okay. I think I had a hat on as well.
Yeah. It was a festival.
It was a festival.
That will go down forever.
Well,
imagine what are the odds right there of me and Sipa went to a festival?
No.
Zero. Zero chance. Oh, well,
you know, hey, you guys would have had a good time.
Why,
there.
And why
I think
said,
we would have.
Why, when he said festival, were you immediately skeptical?
Yes.
It was a festival. And it was fun.
Well, you had to
in Mahoney State Park.
And I'll go again next year because it's a great time and I love them.
We made him supply proof that it was a festival.
It was. And I backed it up.
Yeah. Did.
I did. Before we get to break, you know what place that was packed for Mother's Day yesterday was what, Bill?
Festival Bird.
Early Bird's open.
Jack's Bird.
Yeah.
Stockade Bird.
You know, they were packed yesterday, but they're back open for business today. Right now. So 2 p.m. every
Civil
day of the
War
week.
Bird.
Anything medieval.
Anything medieval. Jousting.
They've got free and spacious parking. They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K. Open until 2 p.m. every day of the week. When we come back, some scheduling news for this year in Nebraska football next on Early Break on the Ticket.